Yerushalmi Brachos Daf Kof Ches. The Gemara ended off yesterday discussing the Shaila about being able to be boil a besula on Shabbos, even though it makes a wound, it breaks the moti dam, it breaks the hymen walls, the vaginal walls, and the Gemara said that it would be permitted to do so, and then we're compared to a kli, muskaven to lasas bula, lasas kli. That was the end of yesterday's Gemara. The Gemara continues with a Shaila. Rav Yitzchak bar Mishashe, Makshe. The Gemara says, Rav Yitzchak Mishashe asked the question, Ma beina lemefas purs b'shabbos? What is the difference between the halacha of a besula on Shabbos, where or a person who mafis mursa, the famous case of Masechta Shabbos, person who makes a hole in a boil, a person has a boil on their skin, and it's causing him tsar, and there's a fluid, there's a pus inside the boil, and you make a hole in it, and the boil so that the pus can come out. So the halacha is that's mutter. This is a mishnah Masechta Sidiyos. It's discussed in Masechta Shabbos and Great Arichos. The shaila what you're allowed to do. And then the Gemara explains that you're allowed to do this, even though what you're doing is you're making a hole and causing the pus to come out, but you're doing it for the purpose only because it's painful. And you just want the pus to come out that's there. You're not looking to make a hole. You don't care if it closes back up. And therefore, it's called malacha shein tzrich of the gufa. And therefore, the halacha is it's mutter. It's mutter. Going to Hashem and Sheet, it's mutter. Some say it's mutter only katchila, b'di'evid, not katchila. But the halacha is that we allow you to do that. Because again, the concept is that you're just doing it to take the pain away, not doing it for the purpose of being motzi the dam and leaving it a hole. And therefore, that's why it's mutter. So if the Mishnah says that's mutter, so the chayra, the same thing should be over here. Why should it be a difference? A person who's boil a basula, and again, what are you doing? You're making a hole. And your idea is not to make a hole. Your idea is that you should go with the basulum should be able to come out so that you should be able not to have dam again, dam basulum later, and be able to have future bios after the first time when it makes into a need, which we're going to discuss later today. Therefore, that there'll be no more dam basulum. So therefore, that is the purpose of it. You have a mitzvah to do, to be boil, mitzvah to get married on Wednesday night, and mitzvah to be boil, and therefore, you're doing it the same mitzvah, you're doing it in order to remove the dam, not looking at it to have a permanent hole, and therefore, it should be the same din, davar malach and tshrikul gufa, should be mutter, no difference in mapas most person. So what's the Gemara, the whole thing, the chiddush of our Mishnah is, the teacher halacha is you're allowed to be boiled b'shabbos. I know it from the famous Mishnah, mapas morsa. Gemara answers, Malay. Yosef answers, and he says, no, there's a difference. Umar de Bisre. That the Mishnah is telling you the halacha, the Mishnah's mapas morsa, b'vat shalun iskavin, lasos lepeh. Over there, the case of mapas morsa, because you don't want an opening. You don't need an opening in the boil. You just want to alleviate the pain and take, and therefore there's no din daraisa, makashen tzrik l'gufa. You're doing it for the tzorah tzar, and therefore it'd be considered mutter. But what does it have to do with our case? Why are you comparing it to our case? But kam miskaven shemiskaven lasas bula. Here he wants it that it should be a bula. She should be considered a bula. Kamishu miskaven lasos lepeh. A person by mapas mursa, a person would make a hole in a boil because you want it to open up to constantly that the pus should constantly be coming out. You're not doing it for this pain that you're in. That's usher. That's you're doing malacha lagufa. So here, the same day, here he wants to go ahead that she should have that she should be no longer psulim, and should be able to go ahead and have psulim. Again, the Mefarshim explained the reason why it'd be permitted, why over here this is what he wants to do, is because he wants to be able that she should have next after the first time, and the dam psulim is gone, and should be able to get pregnant, should be able to impregnate. And therefore, you want to have an opening to remove the dam basulum from there. It should be all gone. And mainly, you should be able to go ahead in the next beer. Should be able to get pregnant from it. So Mamela, you do want the Pesach. So therefore, that's the Kiddush of the Mishnah. You would think that it's no good because it doesn't appear to the halacha of Mapas Mursa, which the Mishnah in Idias allows, because there you're not Miskaven Lasos Peh. But here we Miskaven Lasos Peh, you would think it'd be considered Aser. Comes the Mishnah to tell you that the Mishnah says that it would be Mutter, and even this, that the boil and a Besula and Mutter on Shabbos, even though it could be Miskaven Lasos Peh, it's still considered Mutter. Zakta Gemara, This halakha is be'etzem a major machlokes tanoi. Time to the brisa. Halakha is a person cannot be boil a besula the first time on Shabbos. Why? Meshos a chabur, because you're making a chabur, you're making a wound. If you're making a wound, where are you making a wound? Because the dam comes out. Even if dam doesn't necessarily come out, but lamaisa, the dam of the basulam, we know that you're breaking the costly basulam. Even if dam is not yotze, it's considered making a chabura. You're breaking the vaginal walls. Yecheri matir. And others say that it's mutter. What is this makhlegas tanoyim in the brisa, in the tanakama and the acherim? I'm Rav Yosef Riman Avon. Time in the acherim. The reason for the acherim, why they matter it. Mulaktahu miskavi. Because there he's mechavin to the chassan is only it's only lumen mechavin mitzvah. He wants to go ahead and mechavin lasses mitzvah. Me'aleh nasa chabura. Just my me'aleh. It happens to be that automatically it's considered that the walls are damaged and blood would come out. What is his purpose? His purpose is just to be as mitzvah. And then and me'aleh if he's doing this is mitzvah. That's the melakto. It's therefore, as the Rashi Masulu says, "Malachtu Miskavein." The Tam Basula wrote to Litom. He wants to have Hanoa from Bia. Lotzitam Lola Petach. He is not looking to make a Pesach. He's not looking to Menyotzitam. All he's doing is that there is the kind of mitzvah to do the mitzvah to be Baal the mitzvah, and therefore that is the reason why Chama says it's matir. There's no malacha being done. You're not doing anything with shame, making a hole, making a Pesach. And therefore, the luck would be that be considered mutter. So the Gemara says, Asi Paskins also. He says, Asi says it's going to be considered part. Even though we have the Machlokes Tanoim, but Asi Paskins like the Tanakama, that it's going to be considered also. Now, the question is, is that considered Amira? Is that considered Keneged HaMishnah? Is our Mishnah says that it's mutter. We have a brisa that says the machlokes Tanakama and Acherim. Here, Lechavi is taking sides and saying it's like we pass like Tanakama, and not like our Mishnah here that says that we learn out the drasha of our Mishnah is that you're allowed to go ahead and do so even if you're making since Dovashen Miskavim Lechavi and Shrikal Gufa. There's not a problem. We don't consider that because all the Rishonim want to understand is in this segresha. Segregation that the mice when you boil a basula, dam basula comes out. You are breaking the kosli basula. So again, so what's the what would be the heter? Even if you say double shein miskavin mutter, all the mafreshim ask, but segregation should be considered usher. So what would be considered that would be mutter? So once I go here, it's not even a malacha. It's not even a malacha because it's only since you're doing your dafka from a kaim the mitzvah. Therefore, there's no, it's not an Indian you want to do malacha, you want to be matzidam, you want to make a Pesach. It's not in the realm of even doing any malacha, it's doing it only in the Miskavi mitzvah. Torah obligated him to make kinyan shal mitzvah, biya shal mitzvah. And therefore, he's doing so for that purpose, and not the purpose in mind. So the whole kavana, even the case of Mapas Mursa, he's doing it to the blood so that the pus can come out, so to stop his pain. So that's still a purpose of doing this. Yeah, it's no purpose at all. It's miskaven is just a shei mitzvah. It's how the Mefarshim explain why this would be considered different even in that case. Says the Gemara. Binyamin Ginzaichya Nafik V'amar. Binyamin Ginza came out and said, Ha'alokha b'shmei de Rav. He said over Ha'alokha, this Talmud, a Talmud of Rav, said over this Ha'alokha, that they said over b'shmei de Rav, the mutter to boil a basula on Shabbos. This was the halacha in the name of Rav. So Gemara says that Shmuel heard this, that he said over the name of Rav, and he got very upset, Ikbad, and and then he went, and Binyamin died as a result of the tzar that he caused him. What is the reason? What was the akbid? What was the akpada? So the Pei Moshe says, Deleoma Rav Hachi. Rav never said this. So what I'm going to say is a maisa where he was makbid on him because Shmuel got upset because Rav never said this. If Rav never said this, he got angry. You're quoting, misquoting Rav. So what happened was before the Shmuel could go out, the name of Rav, that Rav was matir, he died. The Kari Allah and Shmuel said on him, Baruch Shenakvo. It's Baruch that blessed that he was that Nakvo, that he was Menagev, that he died, that he was hit, that he was smote. Because of why? Because he quoted Rav incorrectly. Rav is makel on something that Rav never said. Via Rav Kroa, and the guy by Rav, he said Leona Letzadei Kolovan, that they would know there's a protection against Rav, the pasuk in Mishlei, that even though Rav didn't even know what he was quoting, but he was a way to protect Rav's opinion. And Rav should not, someone should paskin, because Rav said it was mutter, because he heard such a shmua, it would be a kilkul on Rav, it would be a problem to Rav. It would come from Rav, even though Rav never said it. So then it was Eibishter protected Rav by taking away, by killing this Talmud, this Binyamin, that the shmua from Rav would never go out. The Aradim explains that the reason, so why was he makbid? Why is Shmuel makbid? Because of Shehu Yada the Rav Yosef. There's a shock on him, that he knew, knowingly, everyone knew that Rav asked it, and this Talmud knew it. He was just lying, doing it on purpose. It wasn't he misunderstood Rav's halacha. But it seems that Sheker, he says, he was saying a lie, wanted to misquote Rav. And therefore he died, Butler Russo. So therefore no one quoted him afterwards. Because if he wouldn't have died, it would be Maxik Rosh Hashanah. It would have gone out that Rav would have had to go, Halacha would have gone out in the name of Rav's name. That was incorrect. And therefore it was good that he died. That should not happen. Okay. So protection to Rav. The Gemara discusses this halacha, continues more about being Borel Basula. The Gemara says that the Gemara discusses as follows. The Gemara says that the halacha is, we know that there's a halacha that's brought down, and here again, the Ikur Chaser, if they see the Mefarshim, that the whole Akdoma of the Gemara coming up is missing. So what are the Gemara saying? We have a Machlokes, Gemara Machlokes in the Mishnah, Masechas Nido, and the halacha would be Nogeya to what makes a woman a Nida. Does the Kosli Basulam make her into a Nida, Daraisa, or not? Or are we just makmid rabbanon? What are we passing this halacha? And it's again when we say that a woman kosi besulim, does it make a difference on the age, how old she is, or not? If she is already rochem besulim or not? So the Haredim explains this and says this halacha we're talking about mashinu besekas nida, rosh perik achor, the beginning, the first mishnah, the end of the last perik, says tinokos besul shogias manaliros. The shari l'shimsha atikimaka. We know the halakha is that a tinoka, a young girl, is basula, that did not reach the age of menstruation yet. So then the question is, when you have beer with her, and there's some dam comes out, do we say that after a few days, we assume that the kosli basulim healed, do we allow them to have a beer shnia, to allow them to go have a maisa again? So zeklimar, makloikes shmuel, on this halakha, how we paskin, on this mishnah, Shmuel Amar Kol Hi Hilkasa Dereisha the Pirka Aichray LeNida. The entire mission in the beginning of the last parak of Maseches Nida LaHalacha V'lo LaMaisa is yes Halacha. It is correct in the Halacha, but we don't paskin like that. Lo LaMaisa, we don't paskin. Which means what? Which means that Midina the Mishnah the Halacha would be that a girl who's a Basula who has a Bia and has a Dam Basula. But however, she is not, does not have yet the age to be mentioned. She hasn't yet had her period. So therefore, we don't have to be worried about that there's going to be damnida later, that maybe there's some damnida because she's not age, didn't menstruate yet. Yet the halacha is, Mishnah says, that would come out that she'd be able to have a future bio with her husband, with her chasam, because they would not have koshish of dam bio. However, Shmuel says that may be true in the halacha, but not Lamaisa. Lamaisa, we're Machmir, and we say Bain whether she is able to have a period or not. With Halak, we paskin and say, the Rabbanon, that once there's Kostei Besulim, there's Dam Kostei Besulim, the Halak is that she becomes us, she becomes a Nida. Rabbi Yanai, Orak, Afilu Mitinoko Shlogiz, Manaliros Venesis. Rabbi Yanai, he was Orak, he removed himself from the Hatter, and says, even if she wasn't Manaliros, didn't have a period yet, the Halak still is. There's dam and kosli basula. Now look, we say it's usher, and the now even though here, like, what's the chashash? We waited 4 days. There will be no more dam kosli basula to be choshish for, and there's no dam nida. Why would be? What's the reason to be makmir? Yet the look is he refused to be mako. Yanai, was machmir that in such a case it's low plug, and we always answer after the first bia that there's kos, there's dam from kos de basulim, that we say she considered aser. He considered aser. So the now again, just to clarify, that the last Mishnah, the first Mishnah in the last parak of Maseches Nidah is a machlokes beis Shammai beis Hillel, and beis Hillel says there that a woman who they got married or basula and had dam basulim, we give her 4 nights ad motzei Shabbos, which means that after 4 nights, even though Gia's manaliros, beis Hillel says, the look is we allow them to go ahead and be boiled for dam basulim. But we are the Amorayim Mekel and said that no, we don't allow her even when she vaday lo egiya lepirka, even if she didn't have it. Hillel's mater, even if she had time that she's able to see, but she didn't have a period yet. But she's a gila's man liros. But we're machmir even so, even in such a case. So fake the Gemara, even based on this halakha that we're machmir. So we have a question though. The question is, boy and come into Rav Yochanan, and they had a shot in front of Yochanan. Now live obulishnir. What about a second bill, having a second time? In other words, the what's the biashnir? Which means that she had bia rishona, and they were down from the kosli basulin. So now she was lower gila pirkan. She's not yet reached the age of menstruation. So do we say that we allow them to have a second bia? Because the we say that we're not afraid of even more dam basulin. We say we assume that the vaginal walls healed after 4 days. Umemela, there should be no more dam coming out. Bain dam nida because she yet didn't menstruate, and bain dam of kosi basulam because it was already healed. So therefore, would we allow her to do a biyashneir? Would we allow the husband to do a biyashneir? So the Gemara says, Amrin, they said, litlos b'dam amakalo yari. What's the shaila? Gemara has explained. Litlos dam amakalo yari. They say that the concern that that it comes that the dam maka would lohir that it wasn't healed yet, and we're afraid that maybe that the dam would come from the dam would be concerned that maybe it's still dam maka. Libel biyishni with marame. Do you think that if we would allow for a second bia? In other words, we're saying that even in the case the shayla that we talked about before that were machmir or Yochanan is machmir that says that even in the case when there's no dam nida, it's only kosli basulim, and yet halacha is we say she becomes a nida. So libo biyashnia, why would you think that she'd be allowed biyashnia? Of course it'd be yasser. Once there's dam, even though, definitely not dam maka, and we could assume that the dam it was healed, the dam, the kosli basulim healed, and yet the look of yokun and asers, why would you think, what's the shayla that you consider that maybe a biyashnia is bimutter? So what is the shayla? So the gachayra, of course not, he would be yasser, vada would be yasser, vada yokun would be yasser. So therefore, the that can't be the shayla. That can't be the Gemara shayla. So Gemara says the matshikale. So then Gemara says, what was the shayla? In other words, there was obviously a shayla. So what was the shayla that we're talking about? Now again, there's 3 different ways to learn the Gemara: the Mefarshim, the Charedim, the Pnei Moshe, and the Rashmi Salu. Just on the daf, each learn the Gemara's shayla differently. They shock of a tire the Gemara differently. This is the way the Pnei Moshe learns it, which is the way I always use. We use the lush the way the Pnei Moshe learns. So the question is, what is the halacha? They would mostly want to know is of Yochanan Mater. What were they shy? What was the coming in? So he said, Mara says, Mishaboy le yamei hefsik tarvin a time. We're talking about cases where that there was a zman, a may hefsik of tar between them. So Mamela, what's the shayla? We're saying that the would we allow in such a case? In other words, where there was originally, there was we know that the dam basulim comes to bleed. They're not a constant bleed; it stops the bleed. So the question is, when we say that the kosli basulim stopped, there's a you may have sick. There are days in between that there was no that after the let's say they got married Wednesday night and she had bleeding from the kosli basulim, and now by the 4th day we checked and there is no more kosli basulim bleeding. She did a batika and we see that there's no more dam, and she's not a gil as man perika. So then maybe there is no shayla anymore. We don't have to be worried about, yes, if we're concerned that there's still dam psule, kosle psum coming out, then of course we would ask her. That's a Yochanan's halakha. But if we're saying that there is no No more dam nida. No more kosti basulim. We see that she had days of hefsek in between them. There was no more bleeding. So and there's no dam nida because she's not yet the age. Logia the pirka. So the chayra, what should be the problem? Maybe we would allow a case of a biyishni. Maybe that's what the Gemara Shaila was in Rav Yochanan. Maybe that would be the case that we should ask. So the Gemara says, with that the Gemara Shaila. Yet Alokal Amais is, we're going to see, and the Gemara is going to quote, that at the end of the day, even with this, even though we don't have any Shaila about this, it's not. Now, the Rashi Mishloah just explains the Gemara's kasha a little bit more lumdis. When the Gemara asks the kasha, Ma livel biyishniya, the Gemara is asking me Torah Sfex Feker. Gemara says, do we say suffik tiradam? Maybe that she's hitam b'shas tashmish because of what of dam besulim. Maybe she won't see. And elamai, even if she sees dam, maybe it's not dam. Maybe it's not. It's just dam. It's not. It's not dam either. It's dam mufuzar. It's dam that was sitting there, that was left in the vaginal walls that came out. But it's not new dam. It's not new blood. And if it may be, therefore, it should be considered mutter. So the Gemara says, no, we can't do that. We say, since we don't know what the dam is, we are not machmir, and we say b'leil shnei as well. The Gemara Shaila was, do we say yes? And the Gemara comes out that we do not allow that, even if there's a hefsek b'neihem, we still, in the Gemara, that's the Gemara, at least that has a good Shaila, according to the way Pnei Moshe explains. However, l'maisa, we are machmir even in such a case. So the Gemara says as follows. Gemara wants to know, Amar Abavu, let's have a case, that happened. Shushbina the Rav Shimon bar Abba, we'll show you how we pass in l'maisa. Shushbina the Rav Shimon bar Abba Havina. He says, I was the chassan, I was the person, the groomsman, the one in charge of staying with the chassan for the 7 days to help him with all kinds of shailas. So Gemara said, I had a shaila. Shaila shabbi, ayesh rabbi loza shaila on his behalf. Ma livo bi'il shnei b'shabbos. What's halacha of being borrowed bi'il shnei on Shabbos? Do we allow them to do that? Are we afraid that there's going to be any motzi dam basulim? Is going to still be blood coming out? Or do we say no? That all the blood that would have come out already came out already the first time. V'sharila and Rabbi Elazar was matir him. Dusava kahad the Shmuel, because he held like Shmuel. The Shmuel Amah appeared to the hook and knasim of Shabbos. You can make a small, if you have a small hole on Shabbos that you made a small hole on Shabbos. I feel a mishnah truth. Even if you're going in and you're moving some of the pebbles, this was a case in Masechah Shabbos where a person goes in and you're going into an entranceway that was already made into an entrance before Shabbos. But now when you're going in. You could be that you're making it a little bit bigger. Some of the pebbles, some of the things on the sides will come out, and you're causing it to be a little bit of a bigger opening. That's mutter. Even if Mishra Stus, even if you're dislodging pebbles, because since Davashayna Miskavin, your kavan is just to go in. You're not making the hole to begin with, Katrila. That on Shabbos is Asa. But you're going in, you want to go through the hole now. But you're making it a little bit, some things may fall off on the side, you may rub against the sides and cause some additional bleeding. That's okay, because Dav Shein Miskavin, that's not your kavanah. And therefore, you're allowed to do so. So this was matir based upon the halacha of Shmuel, that we say that maybe there's some blood left in the walls that are just sitting in the walls, the vaginal walls, and when you go through, you're not making a new maki, just push that blood will come out. So Gemara says we're not concerned about doing anything that would be obvious. You look at the Charedim learns the Shaila. Gemara says the lochito kamaka ma'iri, but you're so much busy not making a new maka. The Shabbos the boiler. You ask him about Shabbos. To be ilu b'shono pishulik command the lomay b'shachabura be lishniya boy. But first, beyond, of course, I know it's vada. I know it's aser. When I'm asking about the bilishni, we all look like those among the Amru who said Rishon is going to be considered aser because you're making a Pesach. Eliyasa, but if you ask me, Tos Kabura. The question I want to know is now that you're going in, even according to those who say it's aser, by Rishon, would you say Biyashni is mutter? Because you're not really doing anything. You just, any blood that's coming out is only like you're rubbing against the walls. You're not making a new Pesach. And maybe that's not considered aser. So what's the look of such a case? So the Gemara says, in such a case, he said it was mutter. That would be considered based on Shmuel. And this Maisa Rav, that Reloza Paskin, it would be mutter, Paskin for Shmuel Rav, that would be mutter to have the Biyashniya. I'm Rav Yonatani. Chani said, Shushpin Rav Shmuel Kuputkir. Gemara says, when I was once a Kaputkir, I was the same idea, I was the chassan mate of Shmuel Kaputkir was his name. Shmuel of Kampodia, Sholi Rav Oshia, I asked Rav Oshia the same Shaila, you ought to have Biyashniya in the Biyashniya. where you're going at, again, the same idea, where you have, now, Lamaisa, it was a smutter, it's admitted to do on Shabbos. That is the way some of the Mefarshim learn. However, the way other Mefarshim learn, it's asking a Shaila even on the weekday. In other words, are we concerned whether you're allowed to, are we machmir like the Chachamim said, be a shni as us, we're afraid of dam nida, afraid of that more dam will come out? Or do we say that it's considered mutter? If you look at the Haredim, he says, Shaila is Rav Yoshi, you're avina kamas nisan, the machmir and kurabasenu. You want to know, are we machmir like the Chachamim that say that it's considered usher because we're afraid that maybe there's some dam nida there, and therefore we aser it? Or do we say no? Or the Chum later said it was usher, or the Rishon, the Mishnah says it was mutter. So therefore, that was the question, how do we paskin? The Amarayim were asking a Shaila, how do we paskin Nogeya to the din of the Mishnah? Do we paskin like the Alk of the Mishnah, or like the later the Yasidah, or like the Mishnah who says it's mutter? For Sharmine, and again, Sharmine, he didn't want to be matter it, says the Haredim, Nishmat Milahatir. He avoided being matter. Like he didn't want to be matter it. He avoided giving it a heter. Like not sure whether machmer or not. Shazar of Shmuel by Yitzhak. So I asked Shmuel Yitzhak, what's the halacha? Amali me'ata. Now that the Chachamim said that we asked her, we machmer. Chachamim later said it was us that the halacha of the Mishnah we machmer. And I like the Mishnah. Is it damid is anam sulam? What's in anam sulam? There should be no difference. In other words, the once the Chachamim are machmer. Not like the halacha of the Mishnah was matir. Not like we said Hillel before was Matir, so then we say, what's the difference? Dam need is dam needed. Dam is aser. And therefore, whenever there is considered any dam basulim that's left, and we're afraid that maybe it is dam basulim, we don't know. And therefore, we have to consider it, maybe it's dam needed. And therefore, we do not ask, we do not matir either way. Interesting, the way the Haredim learn, a different pshat, he says that the Gemara is sort of a tachi disaster. The Gemara is saying, a stira to be able. The Rabbeinu Moshe and the Rashi Mishloul learn, in ko piyadi lo mashli yotze dam nida. I don't know if there's any dam nida. We have to answer, nam sulam, lo yabi rishona. We don't know of what comes out, there's any dam nida mixed into that dam basulam. And therefore, even though the Mishnah says it's mutter. Once the Chachamim answered, therefore we don't know the difference. Either Damid or Dambasulam. And therefore we have to answer either way. And we say she's considered Nida, just to wait the period of time after a Nida. The Pnei Moshe is a little bit different Malach. He says that the Gemara Shaila is more a steerer between the way we said earlier that we allow the Dambasulam, we allow the person to have it be a Shnia. We're not afraid of the wall, any wall, blood that comes out is just considered like the pebbles of a wall coming off. And here we're saying, considered also, so look, it's a tati de sasanatati. But that's the way that the Pnei Moshe learns, unlike the way the other Mefarshim learn, the Gemara Shaka Batari. Gemara had a bride, said, Tani Kalamba, Surah, Blavesa, Kal Shiva. A bride is usher to her husband, all Shiva, all the days of after the first bia, all the days of the first 7 days of marriage. Yasa to Menachos Shel Bracha. And it's also forbidden even to have all the chumrin either. You can't take a bracha kos benching, the Rebbe Lezer. You know, when you have a benching, the husband would give his wife to drink. At the time that she's a nida, she's not allowed to take anything from her husband. It's the halachos of achakos. The chumrin make all kinds of achakos. The rabbanim make achakos. So here also, we say it after the first time, well, we consider her a full nida, and she has to wait the entire period of time. This is l'mais halacha l'mais and shulchan aruch. The interesting thing we do is that, you know, let's just finish the Gemara's memra. My time, what do Elazar say? Why does he aser? Ida Mishnah says it's considered motor. You can have after Bia Rishona, we're not afraid of Nida. You're allowed to have Bia Shnei, as we said before. So why would he aser? Why do Elazar aser it? The Gemara says, since it's impossible that some Dam Nida doesn't come out together with the Dam Basulim, therefore we have to make it to a Nida. In other words, work with Machmir and say, that they, what's the cheshbon? So in Shulchan we find interesting halacha. Even though it's not her time to see, it's not yet her period. However, we're afraid that since when she has the original dam basulim, so therefore it's impossible that that some dam nida didn't come out with it, come out together with the dam nida, and Mimela, it's the Now, why would it be ice not a time of a period? Why are we choshesh? The answer is because there's a din of dam chimud. You know, luck is that a woman can have a period, even if it's not the time, because of her endearment, anticipation that she has to be together with her cousin. So, Mamela, the first time, we say that maybe, that even though it wasn't a time of a period, but when she has dam besulim, maybe because of the chimud shabbat, that's her anticipation for the bia, that some dam nida came out as well. She became a nida, even though it's not her time. And therefore, since we don't know, we're not bekiyim between dam and dam, it can be mevkim between dam and dam. So we say, therefore, after the first time, we ask her, consider as if she's aser all shiva, and we consider it not just the rabbanan dika shiva, but we consider all the achakas of a nida that we're makmir from, like piercing a cup and etc., are all applied to her as well. And we consider all 7 days of this. And then lemaisa, alok lemaisa, we paskin that after bia rishona, whether we see dam besulim or not, even if you look at the cloth later and there's no dam besulim, we have to assume that there was dam, that it got concluded, swallowed up in the zera, that came out. Therefore, after bia rishona, we consider a woman a full nida, and she has to wait, except the mekel, instead of waiting a full 7, she has to wait complete 5 days for the mafkim and zel zera, and then separate between the zel zera should be pilate, and then 7 complete days, which is 12 days before she could go check herself to see if she can go to the mikveh again. A kala, after the first time, we allow her to wait 4 days and then 7 days. So she has 1 day less, 11 days, but otherwise be as usher until that time. And that's halakha l'mais. We pass against, the Mishnah, halakha, the Mishnah, so we pass against like Hillel, we machmir, and lo l'mais, and we pass against Sakur. Continues the Mishnah, rakatz laila, rishon, shemesi ishta. The halakha is, we had Mishnah before, that Rav Gamliel, even though we told his Tamidim that a chassan's pater from Kriya Shema because he's Torah, but when he was said Kriya Shema and that he married his wife, and he told his Tamidim because I don't want to be maf. Yes, even though the halakha, that's the halakha, I don't want to separate from even 24 hours and not be makabel or makas shemayim. Therefore, he did different than he told his Tamidim. So here the Gemara gives another thing. But Rakatz Lebi Rishon Shemay Seishto. Amiel's wife died, and the first night he went ahead and he was Rakatz. He washed himself. So I'm going to let him come in with him. He said, how could you wash him? You yourself taught us that a avil is also for a chitza. So I'm not like all the other people. All other avilim taka rasa. I'm a very delicate person, and I need to wash. I'm not washing for tainik, for pleasure. I'm doing it because my nature is where it's causing me tremendous sorrow if I don't wash. Mamela, therefore, he allowed him to do so. Now, Lakhaira, again, we're talking about that this did, if it was the rice asa to wash, that it would be no heter for him to do it, even as isness. Because the rice is us, it's not a heter. It's only the Rabbanan, Mishamisness, Rabbanan won't go there. So the question is, when is it usher? Some say it's usher all Shiva to wash at all. If it's all Shiva to wash, so then you wouldn't be allowed to do it. Some say only in the day of Aninus. Some say only the day before the night of Aninus. Only the night of Aninus is usher. But afterward, be considered a mutter. So here we're saying the Chaira that it's a the Rabbanan. We're talking about cases where the night after the death is not anymore after the night of Aninus, that would be considered a din. First day is Aninus, that would be the Deraisa. Afterwards is the second level, the second after the first day is a din de Rabbanon, is in Avelus. Avelus kicks in after Kavura. Mamela, therefore, you're allowed to wash. Now, with the Rabbanan, he was allowed to because of Nisner. So the question we're talking about is it washing a blush on Tzina? What are we washing with? What are we talking about? Talking about with hot water, with cold water. So you might say, oh, yeah, we're talking about the cases over here. We assume cold water, a var of cold water, because it's usher for a mace to wash with any hot water at all. And some say it means a var of one of his a var of his face, his hands, he can wash with hot water, and the rest of the body with cold water. Some say it's considered usher. The Pnei Moshe learns that Barakat's talking about a case of b'mayim chamim, and the first is talking about water. But even though after rechitza, but the first night, if mishul b'kamin it's aser, but b'karet b'kistur sani, karmatzuna lashon sina. And if I don't wash, it's going to be considered aser. And therefore, we allow them only aser rechitza shaltainig. Since it's not a rechitza shaltainig, it's for his tzar. And now again, what does istinus mean? So Rashi brings down ma'unig u'mafunik. He was a ma'unig. He was so ma'anig, so ma'funik that clung in his nature that it would be mamash b'tzar to him if he wouldn't be able to wash. And therefore, the Rambam is different than Rashi. Rambam learns the Rashi. This means he was very cold. He would be a mitzar because he was cold. So he had to warm water in order to be able to not to be mitzar. But either way, the Rishonim learn, either way, the Rechitza, whether it's Mayim Chamim or Tzoynein, would be considered usher, and therefore the Rabbanan allowed him to do so. Says the Gemara, my Tana Avil Asa Rechitza Shkol Sheva. Who was a Tana that learned that it's a Shkol Sheva? Who was a Tana? Rav Nassan. Rav Nassan's a Tana of the Mishnah. It's a Stam Mishnah. And Rav Nassan's the one who learns that it's a is the Tana that says it, that it'd be considered. Why? Because even though the halacha is, we know that an Avil is always usher to wash, but there was some, the Mishnah itself listed, Stam Mishnah makes the difference that it's usher to wash, and all Shiva. In other words, one some say halacha, you can't wash the first days, but maybe there's other days you can wash. So the halacha is Elo Drum She'avel Asa Mehem Kol Shiva, is a lashon of the Mishnah in my Katan. And who is the Tana of that Mishnah? So Melo, the question is he allowed to wash the is it Asa Deraisa all the days? Is it Shiva's? Is it Derabbanan? Rav Nassan was the one who says the Rabbanan answer all days of Shiva would be usher even with cold water to watch. Some want to say that hot water is usher, but cold water is mutter. But the pashtus of Rav Nassan, there will be some Rishonim learn halacha. Rav Nassan is speaking even in cold water, it's usher called Shiva. So he's the Tana of the Mishnah. So Gemara says Rav Ami Havi Avli Uvda. Umayis with Rav Ami, and the Vesholah Chila Barav. He asked Chila Barav whether he's allowed to go ahead, and after the Kavur, whether he was allowed to wash. I relay Kol Shiva Kav Nosan. And he said to him that it's Usr, all Shiva, Paschim like Kav Nosan, all 7 days is Usr. And now, not only now, but all 7 days, it's considered Usr, you cannot wash. That was the psak he gave him. The Gemara says, Rav Yossi Abeliyot, Rav Yossi had a similar Maisa, where a relative died, and you want to know whether you can wash. They asked Rav Kohen Lagabi whether you're allowed to wash. Amalei, he said to him, Lochain Alpen Rebbe. Didn't my Rebbe Rav Yossi teach us that what? That there was a Maisa, Rami Havi Uvdei, there was a Maisa Ravami, the Sholei Shlokesh, Harilei Kanosan Kol Shiva. And he passed him all Shiva that you cannot wash. So we see similarly, saying, you're asking a Shaila whether, question of Rav, whether this was considered permitted or not. And Be'etzem, he said, we already had the Shaila, was established, my teacher, Rav Yossi, he already established this in the Maisa before, of Yossi Havalei Uvda, he already had a Maisa before, the Dravami, and we said that it would be considered Asa because he passed like Rav Nassan. So everybody, Shlokesh, everyone passed like Rav Nassan. So we see that you cannot wash, and that was the answer that he gave him as well. In other words, he reminded him of the Maisa that he had with his Rebbe, and that that you can't. The Chavetim says, Rav Yossi was not his Rebbe, but he was mechabin him by telling him that they called him as Rebbe, but that he said over this halakha. He was mechabin him and giving him that title of his Rebbe. Now, so you see that even though Lamaisa, there are those who are mekel, Rav Nassan was machmir, and even though the chumam of mekel, the chumam of mekel and argued with Rav Nassan, maybe he said Shrayim Machba like Rav Nassan to answer it. It says since the Maisa we passed in Halakha Lamaisa that Rav Nassan is the Stam Mishnah like Rav Nassan that Mishnah. He's a Tana of that Mishnah, and therefore he passed in like him that it's usher to wash. So Gemara says Amalei Dilma Train Uvdeninun. He said to Rav Abba Bakon that there are two different Maisa Rabami. I don't Amalei Rav Chibar Ab. You go ahead and you quote the Rav Chaim and us and Amalei Rav Shlokesh. You have two Maises, and I, in other words, you have two Maises, Rav Ami. We told you the Maise of Chibar Abin, and you quoted the Maise of Shlokesh. But it doesn't make a difference. There are two different Shitas. In other words, we ask you on one Maise, and you told us on the other Maise. But either way, both Halakas are the same, Rav Shlokesh, that we paskin, like Rav Nassan, Lechumra, that it's usher to wash on and we're not make it like the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, the old Menata, we also learn from here further as well, the Rav Chama Rav Chama Oivid Rav Oshia Avle Yovta. There was a Maisa, another Maisa Rav Chanina, the father of Oshia. Rashol Rav Yes Rabbanon, what to do? Were they allowed to wash or not? They asked it, and they asked it. So you see again, they another situation, a third case, where they that this was Aloka, that they asked another case as well, even though there were two Maises before, which they already passed like Rav Nosson, but he asked him a third time, maybe over here we could be maker like the Chachamim. But the Maise said, no, he passed in that the Aloka is. In a third case as well, the paskin that the halacha is that it's considered aser. That the even though he knew the two cases before, he still had the shayla to ask him. Maybe we can be make like the chachamim, and the halacha he paskin again that it's like that we paskin like the that we don't we're not make. Says the Gemara, Rav Yossi had a shayla. Aili Rabbanon, who were these chachamim? In other words, we have the Rabbanon that say that that's makel. And Rav Nosson argues and says, it's Osir, and we paskin like Rav Nosson. So who were these, the moment to know, who were these Rabbanon? Who were these Rabbanon that are Mekel? So the Gemara wants to know, which one of them is the Rabbanon Da'acha? Are they the Rabbanon over here? Or Rabbanon D'Ramoy, the Rabbanon from the south? Now, what is the Gemara Shaila? So here, interesting, the Mefashim have incredible. He said that the Yerushalmi, the Rabbanon Amaroyim, were from the north. And they wanted to know, when you're asking the Shaila, they wanted to know, are they the Rabbanon from here? The Chachmei, the north, and the Chachmei from the north, or was it the Rabbanon from the south? And what was it, what's the difference, where are they from? Because the Maisa, the Rabbanon from the south, were less of a Rabbanon, less of a level, and they wouldn't have asked the Shaila. They were not a Paskin, like the Rabbanon of the south. So Moshe, are they asking from the Rabbanon of the north? Gemara says the Amoraim from the Yerushalmi were from the north, from the northern towns in Upper Galil, the Galil, the north. Or are you asking from the Rabbanan in the south? So Gemara says, Nicha, if you're asking from the Rabbanan in the town of the Rabbanach, the Rabbanan from the north, then Nicha, then I'm okay. Then the Shaila makes it's good, you're asking a good Shaila. Into the Rabbanan, but if you're saying you're asking from the Rabbanan of the south, Rather Ve Kume Bushal Zarayu, you ask the Chachamim from the north, already Paskin, they're the greater Rabbanon. And they're asking Lazi'ari, they're asking from the Chachamim who are on the north, who are not as great as them, who are less of a level. The less of a level from them, they were on a lower level. So the that would be the Shaila? Was in Tema Rabbanon D'Ramayit. Oh, you tell me, maybe you're asking for Taka Rabbanon from the south. But Inan Shiroi and Inan Asurin, can we say that these rabbis would be Matar and these were Asir? That there'd be a difference in Rabbanon. Tani Makam Shanago Lichat Zakar Mita. In a place where the minig was to wash a mace after the Mita, Maksik, you wash them. But the Rab Machism in the south, did they wash? Was that what they used to do? They used to wash them. So, in other words, it's a Shaila, there's a reason for this. In other words, we're not Stamat. Are we asking where we know that the Chachamim in the north, Asirids, they asked the Pasuk of Nosson, and they asked or the Gemara saying, and asking you, Stam Shaila, what a Rabbanan in the south, do they also agree? That can't be. Because you wouldn't be asking that if the Chachamim from the were greater, says the Pnei Moshe, Gedolim Haim, the Rabbanan in the north were greater. And therefore the Rabbanan would not have asked the Shaila from the lower Rabbanan, the smaller Rabbanan in the north. That can't be the Shaila. So the Gemara said, no, but there is a reason why. In Tim Rabbanan Da'ach and Ichaik Rabbanan Da'ach, once they're asking the Shaila, because the Rabbanan in the north, the minhag was over there that they would wash, that a mace would go Achar Amita, they would go Achar Shenasu a mace Bamita, Venikbar Nagul Akal Berchitza. They would know he came, why? And the Mefarshim here explained that they would wash, that the reason why, that it wasn't Stam that they allowed a person because of the Tainug. But there in the south, they used to have that the mourners, the Avelim, the relatives that would walk behind the Aron, and they would have, they'd become dirty from either the dirt that was from the burial, or you could say from the Tumas Ameis. They felt like we wash our hands after we come out of a Beis HaKvaros, that the Tumah remains on the Yadayim. So they were afraid that the Tumah remained on their guf, therefore they would be no egg to wash. That was the minhag in the south, that they would wash, they would not, again, not als tainag, but they allowed them to wash to remove this dirt, the physical dirt, or the dirt from the Tumah of the mace. They allowed them to do that. And therefore, since that was the minhag over there, the chere, the rabbanan in the south, allowed them to wash for the purpose of the minhag. That was the minhag over there, to do like the minhag. So Mimela, that's the question. Do we allow, when he asked the question, are we allowed to wash? Are we allowed to wash not stam like the chachmei of the south? Because we wouldn't ask the chachamim in the north, would not ask such a question from the rabbanan who were on a lesser level. They wouldn't have asked what the rabbanan in the lower level wanted to do, because they were much greater in the south. But the question was, since the minhag in the south is to wash, so the question is, if a person goes akamita, would we allow them achitza mutam achitza? There they used to wash. So the question is, could we knowing like them to wash to them? The way the Haredim explains, mutam achitza, up your rabbanan did it. Therefore, they were asked, when we say we asked them to wash, did they ask them to wash even in the south, or did we machmir, or do we say no? In the south, they will allow them to wash because they were no way like the minhag hamakom. The minhag hamakom, the chachmei hamakom, will allow them to wash. So mi matir chitzu, did they allow them to go away and wash? Bedar machitzin, did they allow them to wash in such a case? But the Gemara says, Amrav Yosi Bar Rava Abban, Mishu Matir Isra Chitza Zos, the one who was Matir Isra Chitza, Usa Sanka Chila Vishtiya. The Gemara says, it treated them like it was a Chila Vishtiya. In other words, when we allowed them, really bad, it's a Chitza Zasa. But that we allowed them to wash, even though it's when a person washes, there's some kind of tainig involved. But however, we allowed them for an avil because we looked at it like it's not real tainig, it's like eating or drinking. So therefore, the reason why they were matir, not because we passed like the Chachmei Darum versus the Chachmei Tzafon. The Chachmei Tzafon, the Merayim in the north, were greater. But the thing was that in the south, they were no way to wash, so it would be tremendous tsar. They washed because they had to get the dirt off them. So just like we allowed you to want a person to eat, why do we allow another to eat and drink? Because it's they have to eat and drink. It's al tsar. They'll be hungry. They'll be thirsty. It's not al tainik. It's because they have to eat. So washing was like a chilul shtiyah. The heter that we allowed an oval to wash was not because of tainik, but because that's look like eating and drinking. There should be no difference. It's the same din that we allow them to wash in such a case. So therefore, this is just like we allow Navel to eat and drink and make a suda savra. So therefore, we matter the same rechitza we shown and we allowed them to do the do it. But really, in Akanami, we asked all 7 days was taka avelas rechitza zaser. We only allowed them to do the original rechitza, the first rechitza to remove the dirt from them. That was the halacha that we allowed them to do. That's what they would make like those chachamim.